These two symbols not only look very similar, but they also have very similar function. And in this lesson, we will try to understand the small differences between these two. Let's start with this symbol. In normal Arabic texts, this sign means sukun. But when it comes to the Quranic script, it means that you will not pronounce that letter at all. Whether when you stop at it or when you keep on reading, you will deal with it as if it is not there. This symbol can appear on any of the three long vowels. So on the alif, waw, or ya. So it will not appear on any other letter. Like in this example. Here we see it on top of the ya, which means that the ya doesn't exist. Which also means that if you say afa'imit, it would be wrong because the ya should not be pronounced. Next example.
Sa'urikum ayati fala tasta'jilun.
Here we have the waw silent because the symbol is on top of it. So this means that we will not pronounce the waw at all. And it also means that you will not say sa'urikum, but sa'urikum, with just the short vowel, the dhamma, on top of the hamza. One last example.
لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا حِينَ لَا يَكُفُّونَ.
Here it comes at the end of the word, and this is actually a very common thing in the Quran, that you see an alif at the end of the word that is not pronounced. And here, kafaru ends with an alif, but you will not pronounce it. You will not say kafaruwa. That is not correct. So this symbol means that the letter will not be pronounced. And if you're now thinking, well, if these letters are not pronounced, then why are they written here then in the first place? Well, I've actually answered this question in this lesson extensively. So please check it out if you want to learn more about why these words are written the way they are. Now let's move to the next sign. This sign, which looks like a zero, can only be used on the letter alif. So it will not be used with ya or waw. It is similar in the function to the previous symbol as we said before, but it is definitely not the same. So how is it similar then? Well, when you keep on reading, you will drop the alif completely. But the difference is, if you stop at the word, then you will have to pronounce the alif fully. So, with a natural mad, or a mad tabi'i, with two counts. Like in this example.
وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا.
Here, as you've heard, when I stopped at this word, I said قَوَارِيرًا, with an alif at the end of the word of two counts. And this symbol is also very commonly used on top of the word ana, like in this example.
إِن يُوحَى إِلَيَّ إِلَّا أَنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ.
Here, I dropped the alif because I kept on reading.
إِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ.
Not إِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. That is not correct. But if I stopped at it, I will say
إِن يُوحَى إِلَيَّ إِلَّا أَنَّمَا أَنَا.
Last example.
يَقُولُونَ يَا لَيْتَنَا أَطَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَأَطَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ وَأَطَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا.
Here again, if I stopped at the word الرسول, I will have to pronounce the alif completely. But if I linked it to the next word, I will drop the alif and say وَأَطَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ وَقَالُوا without extending the alif or pronouncing it at all. Finally, if you're using an Urdu Mus'haf, you have to pay extra attention here, since these symbols are not used in the Urdu Mus'haf at all, but instead, the letter will be given without tashkil, as an indication that this letter should be dropped. And if you want to learn more information about other symbols you can see in the Quran, then I highly recommend these three lessons, which will provide short explanation for every single symbol you can find in the Mus'haf, whether it is Arabic, Turkish, or Urdu. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the Tajweed of the Quran, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Quran in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.